This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. North Korea has launched its first operational tactical nuclear attack submarine, state media said on Friday. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who attended the launch ceremony, said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons was an urgent task. In 2019, state media showed Kim inspecting a previously unreported sub that was built under his special attention. At the time, analysts said the apparent size of the new vessel indicated it was designed to carry missiles. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The Malian government announced said its forces in responding to the attacks killed some 50 assailants. 3 days of national mourning to honor the civilians and troops killed begin Friday. Timbuktu has been blockaded by armed groups since late August when the Malian army deployed reinforcements to the region. The insurgents are preventing the desert city from being supplied with basic goods. Over 30,000 residents have fled the city and a nearby region, according to an August report by the United Nations Humanitarian Agency. The deadly attacks come as the UN prepares to withdraw its 17,000-strong peacekeeping mission, MINUSMA, from Mali at the government's request. The pullout is scheduled to be completed by the end of the year. In London, a former soldier awaiting trial on terror charges appears to have escaped from prison by strapping himself to the underside of a food delivery truck. He remains at large, and police are combing the UK looking for him. Here is head of the Metropolitan Police Counterterrorism Unit, Dominic Murphy.
There's 150 detectives and staff from Counterterrorism Command here in London, but many, many more from around the country and Border Force.
The 21-year-old is accused of planting fake bombs at a military base and spying. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is pushing back against Russian criticism about uranium-based ammunition to Ukraine. More from AP Pentagon reporter Sagar Magani.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov calls the decision very bad news, claiming U.S. use of the depleted uranium ammunition elsewhere led to a big rise in cancers and other illnesses at the Pentagon.
The CDC has stated that there is no evidence that the depleted uranium rounds cause cancer.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says militaries around the world use the extremely dense ammo, which the U.S. developed during the Cold War to destroy Soviet tanks.
Penetrates the conventional armor better than regular munitions.
But Austrian weapons expert Ilyana Sokova says the new rounds still won't be a game changer.
To me, it's just another piece of metal in the arsenal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank on Thursday issued a rare joint statement pledging to step up their cooperation to address climate change, debt vulnerabilities, and countries' digital transitions, released ahead of the G20 summit, where U.S. President Joe Biden intends to focus heavily on reforming the World Bank and other multilateral development lenders to scale up their lending for climate and infrastructure. The U.S. sees the institution as an important counterbalance to China's overseas lending. U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. His offer for the Global South is this: whatever happens to China's economy, the United States can help fund your development. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
Widespread flooding in central Greece has left at least 6 people dead and 6 missing, with severe rainstorms turning streams into raging torrents, bursting dams, washing away roads and bridges, and hurling cars into the sea. Authorities deployed divers and swift water rescue specialists as residents in some villages took refuge on their roofs of their homes to escape floodwaters that rose to more than 2 meters. Flooding also hit neighboring Bulgaria and Turkey, with rescue crews in Turkey recovering the body of a missing man on Thursday, bringing the death toll in all 3 countries to 18 since Tuesday. For VOA News, I'm Alexis Strope.